Oh, gee, that's hit hard from Harper. As I said, he's only got one gear, and it is full speed ahead. He's only a little man. To Harper. Oh, he tries the fancy stuff, and this time pulls it off. Well done, Sam Harper.
There's a single.
Kicked.
But if you bowl short and wide, you can put it, you need someone in the crowd, not on the ring.
You bowl short, he will put you over the fence. If you bowl full, he will smoke you through covers for four. And if you bowl even fuller, he'll ramp you over the top of the keeper's head for six. He was one of the revelations of last year's Big Bash campaign. Sam Harper is his name and was a huge part of the Renegades title-winning team from last season. And he joins us today on Melbourne Renegades Membership Day here on SEN. Good morning, Sammy.
Morning, Jack. Morning, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on with us, mate. How are the preparations coming along? As Dal and I were just saying, it's only a couple of weeks until it all starts again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very exciting time. Got the new coach on board now, which is exciting for us all, and one more Shield game to get through, and we're underway.
So with that in mind, and as you say, you've got the one more Red Bull game to come. It's not a lot of time between then and when you make the switch. How difficult is it to make the switch from the longest form to the shortest form?
I don't think it's too hard for the modern day sort of player. Most of the boys are involved in both formats, and we've got a 9-day period before our first game, so we'll have five or six training sessions together, and yeah, it's not too hard when you have to swing hard.
Well, that was part of the commentary there, Sam, was you just swing away and you've only got one pace. Is that accurate? Is that actually how you go about particularly your 2020 cricket? You just think there's nothing to lose, let's just swing away?
Yeah, well, Ronnie was great last year. He gave me a pretty clear role in the power play for the team. I just tried to execute that. As you touched on, I'm quite a small man, so I use other areas of the ground that blokes like Aaron Finch can just clear the boundary. I have to sort of ramp it over the keeper to get a boundary. But, it's a good fun role up there.
As we do prepare for the BBL, is it something that you look forward to because it is just simply so much fun? It is such a different format. I know it's been around for quite a while now, but it's just almost like a breath of fresh air that you just get to play and just release all the shackles?
Yeah, it's definitely a tournament the players look forward to. And even playing against your mates. Like the stars, we have two stars in Renegade Derbies, which are great. Where you're playing against your mates, and then for us young guys coming through, we get to play against some international experience. I know for me this year, playing against AB de Villiers later on in the comp will be a real highlight.
The ramp has become one of your go-to shots, Sam. How much time do you spend practicing not just the ramp, but shots that are, you know, not from the traditional cricket textbook?
Yeah, I spent a fair bit of time sort of practicing more a few years ago, just for fun, really. I wasn't contracted anywhere. I was just mucking around with mates at school, and as you do with school kids, and then I sort of thought they could maybe be used in a game, especially in the power play where there's two out and you're trying to manipulate the field for the other captain. So I sort of brought it into the 2020 scene, and it's a fun shot. It's sometimes a risky shot, but you can either look like a hero or an idiot in 2 seconds.
I guess one of the stories of last year that made you so fascinating was the fact that you didn't actually have a contract leading into the start of last season, and then from there, things worked your way. Marcus Harris found his way into the test team. Finchie was part of that test setup for a while as well. Did that kind of just go to exactly what we were talking about of just playing with freedom, given that you were starting with nothing, really?
Yeah, definitely. I think it helped having Andrew McDonald as coach. I had a great relationship with him from the Vicks as well and from before that. So, he just encouraged me to go out there and have fun in those first few games while I was a replacement player. So that's all I did. And then, the rest sort of unfolded. And it turned out to be a great season.
Sam, the style of cricket over the last few years keeps changing, and what works, and, you know, bringing on slower bowlers at certain times and the power plays. Do you suspect that there'll be any tactical changes going into this BBL season? Do you get a feel that there's something that may be different to previous years that will give you an advantage?
Yeah, I think spin will definitely be exploited a fair bit more, maybe in the power play. I think changes of pace and bowlers always changing. I think you'll see a lot of field changes pretty much every ball, and bowlers bowling maybe 3 to 4 variations and over, even as a pace bowler. I think gone are the days where a bowler would just run in, try and bowl fast on the length. Because with the wickets and the batsmen these days, that's probably not the recipe. So, yeah, I think there should be a lot of variety and the batters will still be trying to swing hard, so it should be entertaining.
Sam Harper joining us on SEN Melbourne Renegades Membership Day. You can get on red.com.au now. Flexi membership, which is normally $66, is today only $34. So just, I was sitting down last night mapping out your top order, Sam, in no particular order. Finch, Harris, Harper, Cooper, Marsh. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. And then you got Danny Christian to come, who was great for us late last year. And Muhammad Nabi. We've got Jackie Wildermuth in there. Willie Sutherland can hit the ball about 200 metres. So, yeah, hopefully it should be a decent batting lineup.
And from your point of view, you've watched Sean Marsh take the Renegades apart year on year. That's, at least that's something you don't have to worry about this year.
Definitely. He made 214 against us a few weeks ago. I've seen enough of him from behind the stump. So I'm looking forward to seeing him from the other end.
I'm also interested, while we've got you, before we let you go, what's been you taken, what have you taken out of the Australian team over the last two tests?
Yeah, well, the other day was quite amazing. 3 for 600. I think they've played really good cricket for a long time now. And, they just showed their class against Pakistan in the last two tests. I'm hoping New Zealand with a really strong side, it should be a really interesting and hopefully a bit even three-test series there.
Sam, Michael Klinger comes in as your coach here. I spoke to him last week on Afternoons and not long out of the game, so I guess he's going to understand the challenges that the modern player has making the switch from all the formats and the demand on time and all that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think he probably had nearly a 15 to 20 year career, played in England, the IPL, Bangladesh, played the Big Bash for the first eight seasons. So, yeah, I'll be definitely trying to pick his brain and, use his knowledge. And he'll be great just coming out of the game because he'll understand sort of where the players see the game going and, when we might just need a rest in the period and when we might need to ramp things up a little bit.
Sam, there's been some talk over the last couple of days regarding the Australian team about Tim Payne taking advice or being told allegedly what to do from Steve Smith. As your skipper is Aaron Finch, would you ever feel comfortable seeing the position that you do and seeing the field from your position to give a suggestion or at least have a discussion with the skipper for him to ultimately make a decision?
Oh, maybe this year. Well, I don't know. I think last year I was just happy to let Peachy do his work.
And he did a good job.
Be the young kid on the block and chat away and try and get in the batter's mind maybe every now and again. But yeah, if I saw something obvious, I'd go up and say it to him. But I think most of the senior boys have got that covered. I'm happy just to try and provide some energy.
Sam, thanks for joining us this morning. It's coming through thick and fast off the text machine as well that you're one of the young players in the competition that people get very, very excited about. So good luck and hopefully you can have another campaign like last year.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the golf next week.